great to visit with our good friend Terry Martin. Terry, we've been working together, friends for a long time, and appreciate you, man.
Oh, I just appreciate being here. And Alan, you do so much for the ag side of this thing. I mean, the radio station and the one going up in Todd County, I think it's just brilliant. And I'm just a part of being, I'm just glad to be a part of y'all.
Today's casual for a calls day. I found me something to wear casual, my cap.
Yeah, it's a white shirt and khaki pants for us. That's as casual as we're going to get.
When I come to a remote, I have the right clothes on, but I can wear my cap. So I can wear my cap. I don't mind paying to wear it because it's a good H&R cap.
It's but, a good size cap, too, Adam. I just want you to know.
One of my favorites. I love the colors on this thing, too. But one time my father-in-law, he said, can you get me one of those H&R caps? I said, I know somebody. I can get you one. Yeah, he said, man, you got connections.
If you walk in this store and you want a cap and you walk out without one, you call Terry Martin. We'll get you a hat.
Well, Terry, you know, this is a great time. Agriculture, you guys are good for agriculture. Agriculture is good to H&R AgriPower, too. Tell us a bit about the connection there.
Well, I mean, we have been different since the day we opened up with one store over on the boulevard. And, you know, I started at H&R Implement on Princeton Road. Our theme has always been a customer. We're customer-based. We still say thank you. We appreciate your business. Service, I mean, again, I'll stress to everybody, we're not perfect. We strive to be perfect. But our service is personal. You walk into the Parks County, you talk to somebody, your warranty is done right here in the store. When you give us a call, whether it's 10, 8 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be here. And our goal is to take care of our customers. Now, the biggest thing in these stores anymore is we're ESOP owned. We're owned by the employees of this company, which means they are the employees that live in Trigg County, Todd County, Christian County. Their money comes from this store, goes right back in our communities. They are the people that sit beside you in church. They're the ones that go to you with the gas station, and our employees are key. The whole future of any business, I think, we have forgotten. It's the people. It's not the product. I mean, you can take a product with the wrong people and have the best product and just have a catastrophe. You can take a good product with the best people and you'll be just fine. And then again, we strive to take care of our customers, and it's very important to us. I take it personal. I've been, you know, like I said, here somewhere between 34, 36 years, and we lost our farm in 87 when a lot of people did lose their farm when times got hard. And I started at H&R Implement, and the best thing that I found out about them is the next closest thing to farming I could be, and our customers work hard and they drive to be better and better and better, and we're here to serve their purpose. We can't be here without our customers, but we darn sure can't be here without our people.
That's exactly right. You got great people around you here at H&R and great people to take care of things. Obviously, we were talking to Kevin earlier, and I called Kevin early. I had to let Kevin on before you, and that's unusual. But Kevin, I got 5 minutes with Kevin, which is unusual. But you guys are busy. A lot of Kubotas out there, a lot of Case IH out there, a lot of Blue out there, too.
Yeah, a lot of Blue, a lot of Case IH. The Kubotas are running ragged right now. Everybody's getting ready to start mowing. I'm sitting back. We got planters ready to go. They're putting in hydrous in the ground. They're spraying burn down. You know, I've talked to several of my customers, and, you know, I talked to Nathan Brain this morning. They had 300 acres left. Ryan Turner's looking at combines. Things are happening. This is our time of season. So if you're driving along the road and you see an implement, just be careful, because these guys are trying to get from point A to point B to get these crops out. And I'm sure they are trying to be careful. So just be careful and just kind of know that they're out there.
Absolutely. Very important to do that. And of course, if you're in the market for something, whether it be Echo, Kubota, Case IH, or New Holland, come on by and see the guys here. You guys got a great crew here. And we were over at your Russellville office last week, and they got a great crew over there, too.
Yeah. You know, the Russellville store is in the central region with the Hopkinsville store. We do a lot of things right there coming in and out. But our product is sold here, serviced here, took care of by the people that's in your community. And we can't stress to you enough how much we appreciate our customers.
You know, I have to say, you guys serviced our tractor for us and just a couple weeks ago, and really did a great job with it and found a couple of things that need to be worked on. Call me, and we worked and we figured it out, got it all taken care of, and I appreciate that.
Well, I think we've all been in a situation where we take something to the shop and you don't get a call for 2 or 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you're wondering about your piece of equipment, lawnmower, car, vehicle, whatever it is, and you think, well, nobody's called me. I don't know how the price is. We try to do a pretty decent job. And again, we're short and serious, but if you let the customer know, a lot of times they appreciate it. They know what they're looking at. And I'm just going to tell you, coming up with $400, $500, $600 or $10,000 is sometimes hard to do. So we got to take that into consideration and make sure our customers are aware.
Tell you what, the best time I've ever had changing oil, fuel filters, and hydraulic filters. Easiest I've ever had, Terry. You guys did it for me.
Well, it's always a pleasure there. I know now when I get down on my knees, I'm not as fast as I used to be.
Yeah, and I get tired of having diesel fuel all over me when I'm changing the filter. So these guys do a great job. Terry Martin with us. Always great to see you, Terry. Appreciate your friendship over the years, and happy National Agriculture Week to you.
Oh, happy to that to all the customers out there, and we thank y'all very much.
We're on 106.5 WKDC at H&R AgriPower.